Harper Audio presents Sandstorm by James Rollins, performed by John Maher. Copyright 2004 by Jim Schakowsky. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. Part 1. 1. Fire and Rain. November 14th, 1:33 a.m. The British Museum, London, England. Harry Masterson would be dead in 13 minutes. If he had known this, he would have smoked his last cigarette down to the filter. Instead, he stamped out the fag after only 3 drags and waved the cloud from around his face. If he was caught smoking outside the guard's break room, he would be shit-canned by that bastard Fleming, head of museum security. Harry was already on probation for coming in 2 hours late for his shift last week. Harry swore under his breath and pocketed the stubbed cigarette. He'd finish it at his next break. That is, if they got a break this night. Thunder echoed through the masonry walls. The winter storm had struck just after midnight, opening with a riotous volley of hail, followed by a deluge that threatened to wash London into the Thames. Lightning danced across the skies in forked displays from one horizon to the other. According to the weatherman on the Beeb, it was one of the fiercest electrical storms in over a decade. Half the city had been blacked out, overwhelmed by a spectacular lightning barrage. And as fortune would have it for Harry, it was his half of the city that went dark, including the British Museum on Great Russell Street. Though they had backup generators, the entire security team had been summoned for additional protection of the museum's property. They would be arriving in the next half hour. But Harry, assigned to the night shift, was already on duty when the regular lights went out. And though the video surveillance cameras were still operational on the emergency grid, he and the shift were ordered by Fleming to proceed with an immediate...